The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Doctors warn that you shouldn't sit on the toilet for longer than 10 minutes.
Oh, they're not kidding.
No, they're not at all.
I've been preaching this one for...
You are an in-and-out sort of man.
Yeah. Come and go.
Yeah. How long do you need? I mean, there's extenuating circumstances. I understand that. But generally speaking, I'm a quick in, quick out.
Well,
man.
I'm a camper.
You're stressing and stretching your sphincter muscles, which is not good. Because eventually, once like a rubber band, the more you tug it, it's not taut anymore. Then you have the hemorrhoid issues.
Not taut.
Yeah. I mean, look, trust me. I went through the most painful experience of my life. Because of that, I am adamant. If you don't need to hover, don't.
Yeah, I really don't man.
Do not put periodicals on the back. Don't take your phone in there. Mm-hmm. Don't do anything that can just distract you to the point where all of a sudden you don't realize it and 5-10 minutes have gone by.
Well, I think, as you say, for me, now that Sports Illustrated, I don't get it, and it's not a magazine, the times have gone down. But sometimes you just be halfway through an article and be like, screw it, I'll just finish it sitting here.
Well, part of my problem with doing that, man, and is like, you know, I'm sitting there reading something to realize my ass is dry. Like, yeah. I need to wipe my ass, but whatever was on my ass is now stuck to my ass. But, I need to get in the shower.
But you know what? That's not the only thing that you can do to screw up down there.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 toilet habits to avoid for a healthier pelvic floor. Heck, there are lots of ways to keep your back door and pelvic floor happy. President Lyndon Baines Johnson used to complain about his trousers in the seat of the pants would cut into his bunghole. Solution? A little more room in the crotch cavity. Me? I like to do hip thrusters and deep lunges. Then I stick a frozen chicken between my legs and just clench. Ew. Ooh.
That's fun. Well, these are toilet habits to avoid for a healthier pelvic floor. You guys focus on your pelvic floor while you're in the bathroom there. Let's see. One of the bad habits that you may be doing. You might be hovering or squatting while peeing.
Hovering or squatting?
That's got to be for women.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Because we generally stand, so
But also, if you're using a public toilet that's kind of messed up, but man, you gotta go, and so you might have to do the hover technique. I don't know how often we do, but you never know. But it does, as I get it, you don't want to sit directly on the public toilet seat, but when you squat, your pelvic floor muscles can't fully relax to allow the healthy passage of urine.
That is correct.
This leads to excessive pressure on the pelvic floor and can even lead to uneven stream.
Think of it this way. In an ideal position to use the bathroom that way, your glutes... Your ass should be lower than your knees. That is the correct bathroom position.
Right.
Your knees should be above your butt.
Right. Much like what we were talking about, you stay on the toilet after you're finished. This is a habit that a lot of parents find themselves doing because it's their only time alone without a toddler pulling on their pant leg. But once again, sitting on the toilet puts your pelvic floor in a vulnerable and relaxed state, which can cause dysfunction over time. Which... That's the problem, is that the bathroom's too doggone peaceful because it's the only place that it's kind of accepted that just leave people alone.
No one's going to bother you.
Everywhere else seems to be, there's no other safe haven other than the bathroom, unfortunately.
That's it.
Yeah. And I guess maybe sit on the side of the toilet or right. side of the tub.
Just stand in the
or
stall
sit
there
on
for
the vanity, whatever.
Yeah, good call. Just sit on the vanity.
Right, just camp out there for a minute there. Is there toilet habits to avoid for a healthier pelvic floor? You're holding your bladder all day.
Well, I don't know any guys that do that.
No.
I know a woman who will jump up and scramble into the bathroom as fast as possible like they held it to the last possible second.
Like children.
Yes.
I mean, I've held it for quite a while, but half the time I just don't even think about going. And there are times, maybe it's because I'm not drinking enough water, but there are just times where it's like, I don't necessarily have to go. Now,
yeah, like I could, but I don't necessarily need to.
Right. And I'll also, if I'm like driving or something like that, I will hold it for longer than necessary.
Sure, sure.
Because I don't want to have to go through the process. Can I get the key to the bathroom?
Thank you.
For this nasty ass bathroom.
Especially if you're on a solo road trip. I'm with you. I do it all the time. And you push it about as far as you possibly can. Then it's like,
right.
All right, I'll stop.
That's when I appreciate when the rest stop is like, the next rest stop is in 45 miles. Like, all
right. You can make an estimate. That's why they tell you. Right. How bad do you have to go?
Exactly. This is going to be, it's about to get bad.
For some reason, too, I try to time it out at the same spot.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm going from like Portland to Seattle.
Oh, okay.
Right. I don't know why. Got to be Centralia on the way home.
Hell yeah. It's a good stop in
there. There's a gas station right there. There's a McDonald's. There's a steakhouse. But I could stop in Chehalis. They got a bunch of places.
I'll tell you what,
won't
man.
Do it.
The population has a lot to do with whether or not you take advantage. So when we drove through New Mexico, nobody lives there. So, I mean, your rest stops are like 200 miles in between. So it's like, look, if anyone even thinks they have to go, let's do it now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they basically say that holding back urine for longer than 2 to 3 hours or not hydrating properly, sorry, can lead to infections, which you definitely want to avoid. You might be straining or holding your breath while pooping.
Good Lord, no.
Yeah.
I mean, there's those occasions, but generally no.
Holding your breath or straining excessively when passing stool can cause increased pressure on your pelvic floor, much like, if you feel like you need to bear down to pass stool, inhale and then exhale as you bear down gently. Otherwise, simply diaphragmatically breathe and let it occur naturally.
Breathe in.
Yeah, I mean,
out.
Sometimes you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
You just want it out of you.
Like, like your stomach really hurts, but like, I don't know, for some reason you can't go right then and you're just trying.
Or it's like half in, half out, now your ass hurts.
Anybody doing this when you do the power pee?
What's that? Just push too hard?
When you urinate, your pelvic floor muscles should relax to open the urethral sphincter and allow urine to pass. This happens naturally. You don't need to push out your urine.
No.
When you do, you're increasing pressure on your pelvic floor, which can lead to certain issues.
I mean, if I'm in a hurry, sure. But otherwise, just let her flow.
You might be hurting yourself by just peeing just in case. Since many of us have picked up this habit because of our parents, much like you were saying, if you have to go, go now, right?
Right.
Let's see here. But it actually trains our brains, or rather our bladders, to empty before they give signals to our brains that they need to be emptied. So it's not necessarily that you have to go, but you're going like, well, I'm about to take a 2-hour road trip. Might as well just empty the tank.
So now your bladder's just like, hey, there's a little bit in here. Let's go.
Exactly. So
definitely happens at sporting events.
Sure.
Sure. Sure.
Well, we're in the break. I don't have to go right now, but I know I've got some reserves in there. Just get rid of them real quick because it's about to go down.
Right. Like the half just started. Now I'm going to go ahead and pee before the fourth quarter.
Right, you pop your own seal there, as it were.
Yeah, because you know if you wait. I would say also with movies sometimes, like, I mean, I'm an adult, but I'm guilty of it too. Just like, it's a 2.5-hour movie. Let me just try to get one out.
Let me just knock this out real fast. But then the number one thing that you might be doing, your bad toilet habit that you need to break for your pelvic floor. Are you blowing your nose while you're sitting down on the toilet?
No.
Not often. If I have to blow my nose, I'll do it before I poo.
Good call. But says that blowing your nose causes additional stress and pressure on the pelvic floor. When you're sitting on a toilet, your pelvic floor is in a vulnerable and relaxed state without any support underneath it. This is purposeful. It needs to be relaxed to allow stool and urine to flow. However, when you reach for the tissues, the additional stress of blowing your nose on the toilet can cause more pressure on your pelvic floor than it can handle. Much like the power pee, as it were, just... You shouldn't be stressing in there. Relax. It's fun. Take it easy.
I only do it because it just feels weird. Like, I'm just like, let me blow my nose first.
Yeah.
It feels odd blowing your nose while you're sitting there doing the other business.
I feel you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.